Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesterino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of April 16th, 2024, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF back again here on a Tuesday with our News AF team streaming via satellite. Here he is, Pickleball's top influencer, Tyson Apostle.
Yeah, I think we finally have enough satellites up there that this is working.
The last 22 brought it to you.
The last 22 finally brought me over the edge enough that I can upload and download at the same time. So yeah, it seems like it's been pretty decent, and I just have my browser window shrunk down to 1 inch by 1 inch, you know, just to make sure that everything is just working on a minuscule scale.
Yes. Okay. So far, so good.
Played some pickleball and getting settled into this new house. And
how is it?
It's good. It's it's more space. It's more spacious. We're out in the county, and I think I've said that before. Lots of wildlife. Yep. I see bobcat in my backyard.
Ooh,
a couple
that's
times
cool.
a week. Couple times a week.
A neighborhood bobcat.
Yep. A couple of them. And then big chuckwalla lizards, see them almost every day. And pack of coyotes comes through once in a while. And a group of javelina, wild pigs. So,
wow.
Yeah, lots of nature. And then our other house is up for rent. So if you are big Tyson Apostle fans and want to rent for a premium, the first house Tyson Apostle ever bought, it is available for rent.
Have you considered turning it into a Tyson Apostle museum and then charging admission? You could have like different rooms of like, okay, here's my cycling days. Here's my survivor room. Here's the pickleball wing.
Would I have to be present or it's all
self-explanatory? No, I think you have tour guides. Yeah.
Okay.
An AI tour guide.
Listen, I like myself probably more than everybody else does. I don't see that being profitable for me.
You should have a Tyson. You should have a Tyson Apostle sex robot escort them through the house.
Okay. Now we're talking. Yeah. We're talking.
Or Cuddlebot.
Yeah. Nicole in the chat asked if Chaz made the move too. We left Chaz at the rental for a while because there's grass in the backyard. Now Chaz is with some other friends. Because they have grass in their backyard, and hopefully we'll eventually have a little habitat for Chaz. But yeah, I did think of turning it into an off, like just like three or four guys, because I have lightning fast internet over there.
Oh,
so I was like,
House?
I was like, a hype house.
Yes, the Tyson hype house.
Yeah, and you could go and like podcast from there too.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought if I had three or four guys or girls
bros
that just wanted to pay $1,000 a month to have an office space there, their own room, then they could, and then I could use one of those as well for a podcast.
Would they live there?
I don't think so. I don't think
so.
We
this
want
is more
there
like you there. Like or want to create an a place office. Where people can have like a WeWork type situation.
Yes, a WeWork where you want to get away from home and the internet's better and all that cool stuff. Yeah.
You know what's going to be sad, Tyson?
Tell me
when the half-eaten pie lady comes over to your house and realizes that you've moved.
There's a lockbox on the front door.
She could just leave the pie in the lockbox.
No, that the lockbox is for a key.
I know, it holds a key. Yeah, I know that.
So that's a telltale sign that nobody's in the house, so break in. But also, once you get in, there's nothing inside.
Except for the copper in the walls.
That's
true. That out.
Yeah. I really do think that this hype house, Tyson, this could be, you could like take some young influencers under your wing.
But are they paying me?
Of course.
Well, I think that you sort of let them live in your house for free. You let them squat there.
Clout.
But then I think you get like, you're pimping them out. Yeah.
Okay.
Make the back end on their earnings.
I need to at least cover my mortgage.
Yeah.
Plus double.
Because
housing right now. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Gen X and boomers own all the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. I have two of them now, Danny.
You're part of the problem, Tyson.
Yeah.
But my solution.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I'm part of the greater problem.
But, the people who come to your hype house will be so sad when they have to go back to their tents to live.
No. They'll eventually make enough money from all the hype we've been hyping.
Yeah.
To pay rent.
Get a trailer. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now a guy who is all hype. Here's Danny Bryson.
And house. He's got some house.
Hype and house.
Some house. Little house. Guys, I talked to some dinks this past weekend.
Some dinks. Okay.
Dual income, no kids.
Oh.
We talked about them.
Yes. Yeah.
And while I don't necessarily find them terrible people, they were incredibly condescending.
Yeah. They were both driving. Were they both driving Cybertrucks?
No, Tyson.
Yeah.
I also brought up the Cybertruck with some members of my family. None of them liked it. I was the only one who liked it. I'm an outlier.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Cybertruck bro.
Yeah. Danny, tell us more about the dinks that you met.
Yeah.
So I've heard about the dink.
I know some dinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was interesting is we were talking, and every time Liz would bring up kids, you would see them do this really quick, almost imperceptible glance.
Breeders.
Like a roll of the eyes, really, really quickly done.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about how their family's kid, like their nieces and nephews, had ruined a vacation recently and how they wanted to go do more family events, but they couldn't stand the kids that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, oh my gosh, you guys are annoying.
Couple
and the way they said it was just dripping with condescension. Like,
yeah,
it was like we wanted to enjoy a movie, but the kids were there and we were just like, we're not coming back.
There's a couple of things about these assholes. Like, I sat on a plane once with my daughter and a man audibly went, when I sat next to him with my daughter. And I literally turned to him and was like, you were a kid once.
Yeah, you were a
like POS. you were someone who people were probably annoyed with, and we let you skate by to adulthood collectively as a society. So fuck off. Wow. And then it's true. It's true though.
No, and I then, get it. I get it.
And then these people are just like, like it's like religion. It's like I'm convinced that kids bring greater joy and more purpose to a person's life. I understand that some people just want to
play and not everyone should spend have their kids. Money.
Yeah, there's lots of people that shouldn't have kids.
Yeah,
and this was a perfect moment for you, Danny, to be like, you guys aren't meant for kids. Like, I don't think you should have it. Like,
well, I wanted,
tomorrow they'd go have some. Like, that's
I just wanted to say, like,
yeah,
who is it that's breeding the generation that will serve you and your child?
Robots.
It's like, well, yeah, maybe robots, but also. My kids are the ones who will probably take care of you as you sit alone in that.
Yeah, you'll be lucky home. If your kids take care of you, let alone take care
That's
of
true.
Other people.
Right now, I'm like their least favorites because I enforce the rules.
Yeah.
I'm told that constantly. Oh,
they hate the rules. They hate the rules.
Yeah.
But
with an iron fist.
Yeah. Where did you run into these dinks?
I had dinner with them.
Oh.
They're connected to Liz. I don't normally eat with other people.
Yeah.
But I got roped in.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't, as individuals, they're fine.
Did they pick up the check, Danny?
No.
Oh.
Did you pick up the dual income?
And no
there
kids?
Was not another person there who picked up the check. No incomes.
Mm-hmm.
No kids. I mean, dual income, no kids.
Was their dual income greater than your singular income?
I don't really know. I mean, we didn't get into that. We didn't bring our,
I mean, it was just tax day yesterday. I'm surprised it didn't come up.
Oh my gosh. Normally the April 15th is the worst day for my marriage. Things went smoothly, actually.
Oh.
For the first time ever. Yeah.
Why is it the worst day for your marriage? That's weird. Because, it's not your anniversary?
No. Or her birthday.
Or her birthday or Mother's Day.
Oh my gosh, Mother's Day is coming up. Oh, I got to prepare
couple
for that
of weeks.
Battle.
Yeah.
And that battle is with my kids. No, the reason it is so nasty is because that's when she uncovers how much I spend on my hobbies.
Oh,
yes. Everything is laid bare. I basically my finances stand naked in front of her and she judges them accordingly.
Yeah, well,
you don't write-offs? Just do it by yourself?
Well, I don't want to do it.
So
I give her all the paperwork and she does it.
She does. She gets on like TurboTax and does the taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Why don't
now you understand why
pay a guy $500 and he finds you over $500 of savings plus does everything for you.
Now you know why it's a day of mourning, April.
Right. Right, Rob. Are you with me, Rob, on this?
Yeah. I mean, just for a personal tax return. I mean, how much could it be?
I don't know. We've never looked up. Liz doesn't want to look it up.
It's like
Liz
$400 or $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really thought about it before, but the name TurboTax is pretty bitchin'.
It is radical.
Like, I don't think it gets enough credit. Like, it's a pretty badass name.
What about Tubular Tax?
No. Well, I don't know what Tubular is. It.
By the way, they're not always turbo-y. I got to say that. Usually in years past, Liz will hit submit at like midnight on the 15th and it will be rejected.
Dude, it gets rejected.
Yeah. They're like, sorry, we cannot find such and such a thing. You must send this in by mail. That's what she's had to do the last 2 years.
Yeah.
This year it worked though. That's why there was joy. There was laughter and glee in this house on the 15th.
It was a tax day miracle.
It was a tax day miracle. Big government smiled kindly upon us.
I spent more on taxes this year than this is the second most I've ever spent on taxes.
And it probably felt great to know
you to have them done
part.
Or you owed
the most that I owed.
Well,
second most that I owed.
Well, I mean, which it's double-edged sword.
That's what they say.
Good news, bad
but
news.
But in the moment, it really does sting. I went in, sat by my accountant, looked at his face. You could see his face be like, this guy owes a lot. And I was like, isn't it? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I think I can come up with it. I had to move some things around, but we got it done. And checked my bank account yesterday. They took it. They took it all.
you were hoping that it was all just like not going to happen.
I was like, I've done as much as I can. I'll put it there. And if it ends up staying there, God wants me to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. It's gone to a good place. It'll be used wisely and you'll see the benefits almost immediately.
Almost immediately. That's true.
Yeah.
The infrastructure.
It's our privilege
all around us.
Yeah. It's as Mark Cuban said. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said on Twitter. I saw that. Almost $300 million, which I don't even think covers his capital gains from selling the Mavericks.
Yeah, he's a moron. Anyone who tells me that is just a moron.
I thought you loved billionaires, dude. You're always jizzing over
Mark Cuban's the one you don't like?
Look, I don't like what he said. I like Tyson. Correction. I like the story of billionaires, especially those who come from meager means up to billionaires. That's a great story. It's the American story. But the billionaire who tells me that it's a privilege to pay taxes, that person's a moron.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that tells me that I will be going to Mars in 10 years, that's my kind of billionaire. Okay? That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So list of the billionaires you know. Who's your top guy?
You know who my top guy is.
Still Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Jeez, this guy. Okay.
These are billionaire rankings only. Yeah.
By the way, this
billionaire rankings only.
This doesn't represent their personality. This represents the kind of what they're doing in society. Yeah. Okay.
Where's Taylor Swift rank?
Oh, yeah. She's a new billionaire. Pretty low, pretty near the bottom.
Danny.
Right above Mark Cuban.
Because listen, it's all about what I see them doing for humanity as a whole, right? Uh-huh. And obviously we all value different things. So some people are probably like, oh my gosh, she did boost the economies and all the places she went. But again, she's not doing much for me. Don't like her music. Don't think she's special. And she's pretty much at the bottom of the list.
So what about, what would Elon have to
do? Of the worst billionaires?
She's not in the worst billionaire. She's at the bottom of the best.
Least best. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The least best. Thank you. Yeah. There are tons of horrible billionaires And we could definitely go through that list.
I'm glad you parsed that. I don't want that taken out of context.
So could Elon do something, Danny, where you'd be like out on Elon and in on Bezos? Like, what would it have to come to?
You know, Bezos is just above Taylor.
Oh, really?
Barely.
But just Bezos barely. Created Amazon, and he came from rags to riches. And
great story.
He went to space, and you like space.
I know, but sometimes I go on Amazon, and I feel like there's just something about it that feels wrong.
It should be here in 2 hours, not four.
Not even that. It's just like there's something about it that's just too big. And now that I see those pharmacy commercials, I'm like, it's everywhere. It's like this giant evil octopus. Mm-hmm. If you were like, well, why is it evil? I wouldn't be able to explain that to you. This is just the vibe I get from it. Plus, on top of that, I liked him when he was nerdy. And then all of a sudden, he's like, got super swole and started wearing tight shirts and trying to be cool. Mm-hmm. That's when he lost my respect. Okay. It was better when he was just this skinny nerd. And now he's like trying to be awesome and it's not working. And he fell down on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, stay tuned for future billionaire.
Danny's billionaire power rankings coming in. Okay. All right. Let's get into some of these stories that we have this week. And so, there was an announcement that McDonald's was going to be trying something new, a new marketing campaign that they were going to be rolling out scented billboards.
So dangerous.
Wait, who?
McDonald's.
So they're pushing out the fry oil from like a
good idea.
Yes. What are they?
Yeah.
From a billboard, they're just like, are they recreating the, or are they actually baking fries?
Tyson, let them finish.
I know, I just want to speculate because our listeners are speculating right now because I'm not letting Rob finish. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's hear it, Rob.
So they have these billboards and that when you get closer to them, they're going to smell like French fries.
Oh, that's easy.
But just how close do you have to get? Are they sidewalk billboards or are they driving on the highway billboards?
No, not driving. Yeah.
That's insane.
Okay.
Gotta be street side. That has to be the only thing, like at bus stops. And that's super easy.
No, they just this is what you gotta do. A fire hose of scent, air though, just like high powered right before the exits on the freeway where McDonald's is.
I change it. This is nefarious. They say that the billboards are strategically placed near a restaurant, kind of like
to draw people in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, it's like Pavlov's dog. Like, why am I salivating?
Yeah, dude, I am so hungry for hamburgers and fries.
Yep.
Why is my mouth so moist?
I actually want McDonald's fries right now.
Like, see, it's working and you haven't even
been spritzed. I'm just imagining getting spritzed by the scent.
Yeah. They say it's going to be a carefully crafted blend of natural and artificial fragrance oils.
But mostly artificial, probably.
Probably.
Yes, yeah.
And the billboards will emit a scent that will mimic the aroma of freshly cooked fries. Mm-hmm.
This scent concoction will be illegal in Europe and California.
That's where it's rolling out. It says here, Netherlands.
Wow. Does that change your mind?
It's smart because everybody's high over there. They all got the munchies. And then all of a sudden, Rob.
Yes?
The Netherlands is where Amsterdam is.
Yes.
Which has always been famous for drug use.
Addiction.
Yes.
So this makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense to roll it out here. Be like, catch someone on their munchies cycle. They roll in. Just pound a 40 pack of chicken nugs and two large fries.
Mm-hmm. The quote here is, we found it, and I'm going to read it in the way it was probably meant to be written. We found a new way to remind people of good times at McDonald's. I'm sure that the guy in the boardroom, the poorly lit boardroom with a giant wooden desk.
Yeah.
That's how he said it.
Yeah. All right, we have some video of this if you want to see what this looks like.
Wait, you can see the scent being spritzed in people's faces?
Yeah, we can see the billboard. Okay?
So imagine walking past this.
Yeah, here it is.
Crazy with grease.
Okay? And so they just have this billboard and you go up to it and you say, "Hey, does that smell like fries?" And so, is it McDonald's? Like basically Yeah. There's just like a little hole. And out of it comes the smell. I think they're trying to make it.
Hole.
I think they're,
oh, yeah, they do put fries in there.
Well, do they? This is an ad. It's a commercial.
That's fake. This is what it's supposed to smell like.
Dude, for sure, it's just leftover grease. They're like, yeah, two for one.
Yeah.
Advertising and something to do with the grease.
Like in this ad, they're trying to make us believe that this woman like has just loaded so many French fries into this billboard. And this, the billboard is like a smell amplifier. But I don't know if I'm buying that. That's how it works.
She's got the face of someone who's been taken hostage. Mm-hmm. And she's doing what's been demanded.
No, look.
Science. Yeah, and so they just put the fry smelling billboard just out in public, and then you go up to it, and then it smells like fries.
You know what? If you want this smell, just go into Liz's car.
Does it smell like fries?
Any fabric in the car has been very much had a fry or two smashed into it. It's permanent. So. Mm-hmm.
You walk past this every day for work, and then you go into the office, and people are like, "You smell like French fries." Like you're just like getting like you're in the danger zone of the fry smell, and there's just like no way out.
Yeah.
Do you work at McDonald's?
Yeah. Did you just come from McDonald's? How did you get French fries at 6 a.m.?
Well, now they've got a twofer because they've spritzed you with grease. Mm-hmm. You're covered. Now you're just walking around, triggering everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Listen, here's McDonald's next marketing campaign. Make clothing that smells like fries. Give it to influencers as they walk around like Coachella or wherever.
Yeah.
And then
I like it.
But you have to have McDonald's on the premise.
Will the people at your hype house wear fry clothes? And will the Arizona sun bring out even more scent as it cooks the t-shirts?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's exciting.
Well, what if does McDonald's even need to be nearby if I can DoorDash McDonald's to wherever I am?
It needs to be close enough that you can at least DoorDash it.
Yes. Okay.
Within reason. Yeah.
Or become violent due to the absence of fries, but being exposed to the smell.
Because the last thing you want is to be like, okay, you smelled my McDonald's French fry shirt, and then you go to In-N-Out.
It has to be trademark. Like, yeah.
Well, it's like, shit, dude, there was no McDonald's close enough. So they all went to In-N-Out. Like you've got to definitely, you can't be closer to another fry-based restaurant than McDonald's. You have to, that's where the boundary is.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see what comes next. Danny, I feel like that we've been talking about for a long time, flavor pens and movies that are going to have scents. Are we finally turning the corner on this?
I don't know. We also talked about flavor perfumes. Everyone's trying to get their scents out there. There's a lot of competition for the open air because there's so much room, you know?
Yeah.
It's the biggest billboard in the world.
It's the only thing you can't own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Post-COVID, we thought smells were taking a step back, but smelling is back, baby.
Yeah. Like, it's not like you can transfer a smell over the boundary of a private property without any repercussions. And so now it's just like a free for all, the Wild West out there where everybody's just trying to stake their claim. But even once you stake your claim, you can add more claims to that claim. So it's just a vomit pile of scents.
Soon we'll be walking through a mist of smells in every city, just like getting donut smells, French fry smells.
Mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme already does pretty good with the smells. If you go past a Krispy Kreme shop, you can smell it and you're like drawn to it.
Yep.
The problem is, and this is the downside, I did live to a McVitie's factory in Scotland and they make
biscuits. I don't know what you just said.
They make biscuits that taste pretty good. And the problem was, is that if you get the smell too much, you do become opposed to that item.
Oh,
that's fine.
Their overexposure is real to the smell.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, a new study came out, talked about worst time of the day, most stressful time of the day. Any guesses what the most stressful time of the day is?
Yeah. Is this for a dink couple or a non-dink couple?
I think it's all people.
When I try to wake up my oldest, that is the worst time of the day.
Yeah, but is it the most stressful?
Oh, 100%. You don't know who's waking up. Like 5% of the time, it's a happy person. 95% of the time, it's
in the middle of the night? Is that what you're saying?
No, in the morning, right?
In the morning. Morning?
Yeah.
Oh, when you're waking kids up?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't.
That is for me. I'm just saying for me personally.
Okay, that's the most stressful for you. For me, I mean, I guess none of the time.
Wow.
How about when McDonald's is flipping over from breakfast to lunch?
That used to, but now they have an all-day breakfast menu.
But no, they got rid of it. They got rid of it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. COVID. So they're gone everywhere?
Meaning like you can't just get a McGriddle. I don't know about everywhere, but
I guess I don't care about it anymore. I guess I don't care. I thought I cared. There was a time when I cared, but I guess I don't.
Well, I embarrassed myself a couple months ago when I went to go get a McGriddle.
Like, oh, 10:30. I bet you looked like such an idiot.
Yeah. He's like, sorry, we don't do that anymore. And I just started crying and drove away.
Did you drive your car to the side of the building?
It's too early to get anything else. This is insane. You should at least be closed.
It's true. Yeah, closed in between. I am actually, and I'm not even lying, I'm going to McDonald's after we record.
Wow.
You don't even need to scent the air. You just need to fill your
just
ears.
Just talk about it for a long time.
Yeah. So Tyson, most stressful time of the day. Sorry, I took us off track.
That's the thing is I don't really have a most stressful time of the day that's like consistently the most stressful. The time when we're like really trying to get stuff done is in the morning when the kids are heading to school.
Yep.
Or at bedtime when we're trying to get them to bed so that we can watch 6 hours of TV.
So
straight.
What time are you trying to get them to school? Because that's something I agree with. That's a very stressful time.
I'm trying to get them to school at like 7:15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit early for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's about an hour earlier than the most stressful time that
8:15.
That's the witching hour. Okay. According to the 2000 British survey people.
Oh, British stress time of the day. That's different.
That is different.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So why?
They say the prospect of getting everybody out of the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting kids ready for school, looking for lost house keys, figuring out what to wear.
Trying to find shoes. That's what happened this morning around. Our stressful time is 7:45 to 8.
Yep.
And I was everywhere looking for a pair of shoes.
Yeah. Everywhere? Did you find them?
Nope. He had to put back on his shoes that he had embedded pure stink into. And we're like, do not get wet because that is the secret formula that will release the smell again.
So you wearing barefoot or wearing socks multiple days in a row?
Oh my gosh. That's a constant battle. Like you can't go barefoot ever in a sneaker. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got to wear socks.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make him pay the price? Like if he stinks and he goes to school and his feet stink, won't somebody be like, your feet stink. And then that will be enough. Like having a parent say, your feet
he's got the boot juice gene, Tyson.
Yeah, he does.
He did. No, my daughter got the boot juice gene.
Oh,
unfortunately.
No.
Wow.
He just got little boy, super active, you know, like stink. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was stressful for me. And then the other thing that adds to stress is that Liz is always stressed, and that's a stress compounder. Oh, yeah. So you're like the amount of tension in my chest at that.
Especially right after tax day.
Yeah. After tax day. I'm on the verge of a heart attack every morning between 7:45 and 8 o'clock, depending on how Liz is feeling. How about you?
No, because worst case scenario, we just go late to school, or worst case scenario, we just stay home from school.
Your lack of stress is now apparent.
Let's get there and we'll get there. And it's nice to get there on time because I can just drop them off at the front.
Yeah.
If I am late, I have to walk them into the office. And I just go through life assuming that I can do what I'm the main character over here. And so I roll into the office. I'm like, what's up, guys? You're lucky I even showed up today. Here's my kids. Like, and they're like, hi, Speedies. And they don't know. But yeah, and then once in a while, we're just like, you know what? We went to school a lot recently. Let's just take a break.
Guys, you're lucky. You're not dealing with the paradox of a young teen who didn't want to wake up for school, but is super angry when he's going to be late.
Listen, here's what you do. Second he gets home from school, pump him full of melatonin.
Oh.
Just okay. Give him like
a light after school.
Yeah. So he falls asleep. He ends up getting like 19 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. And then he wakes up just in time, fresh and ready to go.
My gosh. I can't even imagine.
How old is your young teen? Bex? He's
14. Bex 14. Yeah.
I bet his feet stink so bad.
Actually, no. He is very clean.
Oh, Ollie's feet stink so bad.
Yeah, he's like 100% stinky kid. But
both of my girls, listen. This never leaves this just
tricky. You're about to tell a whole bunch of people. It's not just us. You know that, Tyson. This is like a podcast going out to lots of other people.
My daughter's feet stink too because they barefoot shoe all the time.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And I don't just say anything. I'm like, whatever. If you want stinky shoes, that's on you.
Am I a bad dad? I don't know what my kids' feet smell like.
I was going to say, Rob, you're not saying much. You're just sitting there quiet.
You don't know if they stink or don't stink. So I am not involved in a lot of the hygiene of my kids that my wife cares way more about it. She is very involved. She does not trust me to be involved. I don't want to be involved.
That's normal.
So that's fine. But I would say my most stressful time is between 7 and 7:15 when the three of them are leaving for school. They're all screaming. They're all crying. They're all yelling. I'm like, boy, you're really getting my day off on the wrong foot.
My kids usually don't scream and cry and stuff. They get up, but sometimes you do have to wake them up, and that's a little bit of a struggle. And then they never wear what you want to choose out, but they don't want to choose out their own thing. They want you to choose out the thing, but then you choose the wrong thing. And then for breakfast, and then you're just like, and then they're halfway to school. You're like, they're like, where's my water? I was like, did you bring it? And they're like, no. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you. I brought my water.
Yep.
So yeah, it's,
I agree with this. It's just an hour off. I think that we're all kind of in the same boat. This is British school time.
But Rob, if you're around your kids at all, you would recognize if their feet stink. Like, you don't have to get up.
Yeah, I'm a little hard of smelling, though.
Oh, you are?
It's not a COVID thing. I just don't have a very, apt sense of smell.
Okay. Then you're forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How about, you want to talk about the world's first AI beauty pageant?
No.
No.
Is this like Instagram AI people and then they just had a contest?
Yeah, there's a contest. $13,000 will go to the winner of the AI beauty pageant.
And it's just some disgusting pervert typing in prompts to this AI image.
Yeah, they're going to award the first Miss AI.
I called it. I said bigger and bigger. And then I clicked on the article and I'm like, yes, they kept hitting bigger.
Yeah.
That AI prop.
Do you want to see some of the women competing in Miss AI?
Am I going to want to go to McDonald's more or less?
I don't know.
Let's see it.
Okay, here we go.
Tyson is right about who came up.
Okay. This is from a website called FanView, and they are offering a prize to the first ever Miss AI. Here's one of the women competing. Then here's another AI woman. Her name is Lopez. She is a Atlanta Lopez.
Yeah, even the names are.
Here's Pellegrini.
Well populated.
They should give these people fake money for their fake beauty queens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're like, you get 18,000 digital credits.
Contestants are going to be judged on their beauty, tech, and clout as they try to win Miss AI.
Yeah. I told my agent a while ago, I was like, let's just create an army of AI pervy style Instagram accounts, and that will be our new business. And he didn't love it, but I think I was onto something.
Who did you try to pitch this to?
My agent. I was like, instead of me marketing me, let's just create all these AI-based accounts. And, it's easy to know what the perps want.
And then they're influencers, or they're going to be promoting you?
They're influencers.
Mm-hmm.
But they love Tyson.
Yeah.
But they do. Yeah, they're big fans of Tyson. He's their favorite Survivor contestant of all time.
And they're just like all talking about like Feltboard, cool, just thinking about how awesome Tyson is.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. See, you get it.
Yeah.
$30,000 is a random amount of money for a reward. Hmm. Seems like you got to round up or down to the nearest five.
Yeah.
So this is what they had left over.
Okay. Well, it's $13,000. I'll tell you how they get there. It's a $5,000 check, a $3,000 mentorship scholarship, and $5,000 in public relations support.
Oh, so it's $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other two things are services.
Mm-hmm. And those don't matter because you're just going to be like, I'll forego the services. Just give me the 5,000. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is weird. This is for lonely men who can code.
Yeah.
And who gets the mentorship? Does the AI girl get the mentorship or does the perv behind the AI girl get the mentorship?
It's the perv, I think.
Okay.
He gets counseling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, man.
This money will help him move out of his mom's basement
for a couple months. Yeah. He could really live in my place for a month.
Really, though, if you want to know if a chick is AI, the just proportions just get more and more ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Tyson, maybe that could be what your hype house is doing. Just maybe like generating all sorts of AI influencers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, I do actually like that.
Where's the number Mr. one AI?
You'll be the number one energy consumer in all of Earth.
We're going to be mining Bitcoin and creating AI girls for pervs to see on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then here's a story that got sent in. Docs in the chat sent this one. It's about a person who worked at a German museum and he wanted to get discovered as an artist. So he put his own painting on the wall in the museum.
I like this.
Play. Mm-hmm. I do too.
Yes. And he thought it would be a breakthrough. However, he is now potentially going to be serving prison time.
No, come on.
Yeah. No, for sure you have to. Listen, the punishment has to be swift and severe. Otherwise, all the starving artists are going to try and get jobs at museums and then put their own art in place of whatever other things going on. So I agree that the punishment should be severe, but I also agree, take your swings, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he should have been standing there being like, wow, this one's incredible. I don't know who this artist is, but I'm going to buy a bunch of them. Like,
yeah, it's like a Hollywood movie if he had had success. Instead, this is a sad, sad moment. Also, he's 51. He's got nothing to lose by doing this.
Right.
I mean, other than a couple of years. Either
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this?
This was in Germany.
Classic Germany.
Let's get this guy into your hype house, Tyson.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can design the AI girls for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just like add a few other that you didn't even ask for. Like, hey, who put this woman in here?
Yeah. This wasn't one that I had envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that if he wants to freestyle a little bit.
Yeah. I want to see a picture of the painting he put up.
Let me see. I don't know if they're showing it.
I know. That's just, he didn't even get the media attention from the crime that he committed. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was helping to install an exhibition. And so he had the tools. And so, I mean, this was such a brilliant crime that he went ahead and just like found the spot and put his painting on the wall.
How did he get caught?
I can think they realized that this was, the problem is with, you know, he should have had like a fake name that probably put his real name on the painting.
Yeah. Also, still, you could still be like, that wasn't me.
We don't know how skilled he was. This could have been like a, you know, just the world's worst.
Or like pornographic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like an AI.
It was just an AI generated girl.
It did last very long. They say that staffers at the museum said that they quickly noticed something was awry. They left the work in place until the end of the day.
Wow. That was nice of them.
So it didn't really have a chance for him to get discovered.
Okay, so they were in touch. I like that the museum workers were so in touch with the displays that they immediately noticed that was incorrect.
I guess if you worked at a museum, I think you would notice, like, and maybe his painting was bad also. Like, where did this come from?
Kate in the chat says security has the exhibits memorized. Is that standard? Do we know if that's standard? Like, if you're security at a museum and you're going through, are you familiar with
a good museum? Okay. Plus, this museum had Pablo Picasso works by him and works by Andy Warhol. And so... Mm-hmm.
And also Schmlargus Bjorn, the guy who installed his own...
What is his name? They don't even say his name, do they? Yeah,
they give him nothing.
They don't want to encourage this behavior.
Yeah.
Dude, this is like really... This is a cold, cold job on the museum's part. It doesn't exist in the art world.
Wow. Well, listen, this would be the perfect opportunity for the security guy, who's probably also some type of budding or struggling artist, to be like, and the artwork was by, and then give his own name. And then now he's getting recognition for this guy's crime. Man, that's next level, though.
Sad story.
So perhaps the museum has something in common with places like the bookstore, as many have revealed anecdotally that they go into a Barnes & Noble and they suddenly have an overwhelming urge to move their bowels.
Because of the coffee?
But people who don't even drink the coffee, people also experience this in a coffee shop, but even when they're not drinking coffee. Uh-huh. And
the book smell triggers it.
Well, there's been a little bit of research that was done into this phenomenon.
And it's just homeless people using the Barnes and Noble.
No. Kinda, these are people with homes.
Yeah, kind of like if Taco Bell did a scented billboard.
Danny, what would it take for you to make a poop at a Barnes and Noble?
Oh, man. It would take a lot.
Emergency level. DEFCON what?
I mean, how far away is this from my house?
You got 20 minutes.
I'm holding it.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes.
I'm sweating, you know, I'm dragging.
Would you rather
one eye from working my sphincter so hard, but I'm going home.
Would you rather take the risk of pooping your pants a little bit in the car than pooping at a Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, well, actually, no, I take that back. They might have a clean bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They're very clean, orderly, quiet. So and now we know they have a lot of poo going on in there. So
that's
maybe they've
the
got
noble part of the Barnes and Noble. It's quite a noble facility they have there. Nothing shameful going on there.
So maybe I do go to the bathroom there, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. When's the last time you've publicly pooped?
Been a while.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, and public restrooms, especially men's public restrooms, if you want to use them, you have to be comfortable with standing in a puddle of urine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's always such a put off, you know, standing in a puddle of someone else's urine. Obviously, I'm comfortable with my own.
Yeah.
And so in most cases, I can hold it. I'm a schedule guy. Mm-hmm. I don't usually have to go outside the schedule.
8:15 a.m.?
8:15, the most stressful time of day.
Yeah, surprisingly, yes.
I got to get home from Barnes & Noble immediately.
I got to retreat to the bathroom. Yeah.
Liz, I'd help you, but I have to go to the bathroom immediately.
Yes.
So this isn't, I'm not worried about this.
Okay. They have a name for this phenomenon. It was first described in Japan in 1985. So it's called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon. It's named after somebody.
Yeah.
Because when people were around him, they had to go. I want to look up this phenomenon. I want to know where it started.
Yes.
How do we spell that?
Okay. So that this was actually that's the name of the woman who wrote an article about this in Japan.
Okay. All right. So it's the woman who first caught on to this phenomenon.
Some people think it could be certain smells, but another theory is that it could be the paper, but this doctor who talked about this on TikTok recently, he thinks that it's that the store is a very relaxing place.
Liz, it's nice energy.
Nice energy, good vibes.
Yeah.
TikTok doctors are the worst. Liz watches a lot of them, and they really put off snake oil salesman vibes when I watch them. So
you don't trust doctors anymore.
I trust that woman who originally wrote the article, that doctor. No.
Mm-hmm.
If I went to my doctor's office and he's like, do you follow
that? Well, she described the phenomenon. She didn't have a theory.
Oh, she's like, this is happening. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have a theory, Danny?
No, because I've just been introduced to the idea that bookstores make people poop.
Yeah. How many bookstores? It's not just bookstores. It's other types of bookstores too.
Nicole in the chat says she's seen TikToks of people going to TJ Maxx and Michael's to solve their constipation. Do you think it's the walking and the movement and the meandering? Relaxed meandering.
I like that. I'll take that.
What I'm about the music? TJ Maxx, I feel like, is a little suspect. I'm not even sure that TJ Maxx has a bathroom. Apparently they do. Michael's, I could see.
Maxinistas are famous for emptying their bowels on the premise.
What's interesting is all those stores sap my energy. Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
Like they're giant energy suckers. If I go to any big department store, I'm instantly more tired and my legs hurt.
Unless you have a goal. Like if you don't have a goal and you're just going to go there to window shop or browse, stress level 5,000.
Yeah.
But okay. If I'm like, I need these exact items, I'm going in, getting them, getting out. No problem.
Yeah.
See, I think when I go to these places, my body automatically seals all the hatches. It's like, just prepare.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there. So no, not me. I'm not affected by this.
Okay. And then I got one more that Tommy Guam sent us this one in the Group AF Facebook group. And then I wanted to see what you're feeling. And this is about a different kind of gut feeling than what you might get at a Barnes & Noble. But there was a New Jersey toll worker who claimed that she had a premonition. She had two different visions about being in a car accident, something bad happening. She did not go to work at her job working in a New Jersey toll booth. Turned out that then a garbage truck crashed into the toll booth she normally works at.
I don't know what to believe about things like this. They happen to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, I don't know.
But listen, I have a premonition to not work every day. Do I follow that? No, I can't. But on the off chance that you do and something like this happens, because like there's even been times where I've gotten on flights and been like, should I not get on this flight? I've gotten on every flight. I'm still here. So yeah.
I've tried to parse out what is just me and my, like inner monologue saying you shouldn't ski this or you shouldn't climb up this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like Tyson, I just ignore it. Nothing's ever happened. I want to know what is the impression that is so strong that you're willing to get fired from your primo toll booth job to avoid being smashed by a potential.
Yeah.
I remember one time when I was a child, my mom was taking us to the Children's Museum in Salt Lake, which is like a 30, 35 minute drive from our house on the freeway. We get going. And then she just turns around and goes home. And she's like, I just have a feeling that I should not be driving us up there right now. And then part of me was like, but now we have to see what would have happened if it was right. Like now we don't know. I don't know.
I had a dad in high school who told his son not to hang out with
me. You had a different dad in high school?
A dad in high school who told his son not to hang out with me. Or go on a trip with me because he got a bad feeling.
No, that was correct. My mom said the same thing.
But I don't know. This is like something I've watched a lot of unsolved mysteries. I've talked about that in the past. And this is a pretty common story about people receiving inspiration to do or not do something. And it makes me think that there could be something to it all, but it's just so hard to tell.
Yeah.
Until that I ignore that feeling. And then as I'm being squashed by a garbage truck, I'm like, dang it, dude.
Now, I think this was particularly bad news for the person that had to take her spot in the toll booth who was injured.
She She didn't tell the person?
She didn't go to work, but somebody else had to man the toll booth. And they were injured in the garbage truck collision.
That tells you how much she trusted that feeling. Mm-hmm.
That person did not get interviewed by this article for NBC New York.
And that's the other thing. Why didn't that person get a heads up?
Mm-hmm.
The universe not like them as much? It's like, nah, I've already done it once. You know, I can't be telling everyone to avoid it.
That person did go to the hospital, but they were released from the hospital on Friday.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she would have been in a different seated position and been hurt worse.
You then also, though, like lawyering up, and now the garbage truck company, which probably is pretty profitable, is now paying out.
Oh, I thought you were going to sue the spirit world.
She was going to sue the woman that had the premonition.
Oh, yeah, suing her.
For not telling her.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you give me the heads up? You had a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there might... It's so hard because you hear about these stories all the time. Like, I didn't get on that plane. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And now it's gone. And like the guy who didn't get on the flight of the 9/11 flight. And there's so many, so much. And it is cool. But what is it?
Yeah. What's going on there?
What's the great mechanism?
And why are these people getting warnings?
So we have to also figure out, like, how often does this woman miss work in general? Like, is this like a bi-weekly thing that she does? If so, then
They don't say her track record of how many premonitions she missed on.
My hope is that the person who got injured gets a huge payout from the garbage truck company, and then this woman is like, no.
Yeah.
All for a broken leg.
Yeah. She got released from the hospital the same day.
Yeah.
And now she never has to work at the toll booth ever again.
She never has to work again. And she bought two houses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them's a hype house.
One of them's a hype house. And now the other.
Dream. An AI girlfriend generating house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Let's do this together.
Okay, here we go. The vibes are great, very relaxing, and Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
You know, if you travel a lot,
yes,
maybe it becomes tedious and boring.
It does.
Or maybe you're the kind of person who doesn't travel because it's too hard to decide. With so many locations and possibilities, where do you even go? Assuming you can afford the $10,000 for the ticket, that's what they cost now. There's an interesting program that has been set up by the Scandinavian airline SAS, which sounds, I've always liked that name.
Sassy.
Yeah, so aggressive. Mm-hmm. In the program, if you're signed up on their loyalty program, you can try and get on to one of their mystery flights. I think they fill up pretty quickly, and they may have only done one so far, but it's a flight where only the pilot knows the final destination.
Interesting.
Your ticket says nothing. I think it says XXX in the destination, and nobody knows where it goes. And it requires some finagling on their part because they can't put it on the displays.
Yeah.
So they have to go in and get like all of these permissions to not show where it's going.
Hmm.
And you don't know until you're up in the air and you've been flying for a while. And then they tell you where you're going.
Wow.
Does it give you the flight time at least? Like, I don't want to be on the plane 17 hours.
Well, what time it's boarding, but I don't think you know how long you're going to be in the air for.
Exactly.
How long you're going to be in the air for. Yeah. I need to know how long I'm going to be in the air.
So where did it go, Danny? So
this flight, or can it be connectors?
I would guess, knowing where this one landed, that it was a direct flight. They went to Greece. The other thing that I thought when I first read the headline was, well, you haven't made any plans. Like, it was kind of the anxiety of not knowing where you're going on top of not knowing where you're going to stay or what you're going to do. They take care of all of that.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes.
So you pay Yeah. Okay.
You don't even pay that much. I think the tickets were relatively cheap and they said it was an amazing experience. Activities were planned. Reservations were made. And the handful of people they interviewed said they totally would do it.
That's, you know, this is the advertising for the first one. Next one is going to a less desirable place.
That is a good point. I bet financially it's not worth it. But if you got in on the first one, yes.
Yeah.
Well, so it's basically buying a vacation package, but not knowing where.
Mystery box
taking place.
I thought that was cool. Mystery
box vacation package. I don't mind it either. I think a lot of people, I think they'd want to be told.
Yeah.
This is the marketing should just be like, we're going to Greece. And then that's it. Mm-hmm. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I don't like that. I say no disclosure of where the destination is.
See, I think what if
these people brought snowsuits?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Surprise.
What they're missing out on is I think that they need to get the nudist vacationers in on this also, because I feel like this is like the perfect thing for them, because no matter where they go, they're going to be happy that it's all nudists.
So I think Rob is right. I think
not somewhere cold, though.
They won't. They'll figure it out.
From here on out, they're only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Because this first one sounds so great. They had a complimentary rooftop cocktail party in Athens. Mm-hmm. Then they went to a farm-to-fork dining experience just outside the capital. They had a VIP tour of the Acropolis and then went to the thermal baths at Lake whatever. I don't know how to pronounce it. It sounds pretty amazing. The next one, it's just they splurged on the first to rope you in to their loyalty program. Uh-huh. And then I think the following ones will not quite be that high.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing too is you're traveling. It's like going on a cruise. Like you're with a set group of people that you may not particularly enjoy. And then you're stuck with them the whole time. Is that how it kind of works?
Yeah. So in this one woman.
Sharing rooms even?
I don't know about sharing rooms, but this one woman who was interviewed said that was the best part. Is that you really bond with these people because you're going through a legit experience.
And now imagine everybody's nude.
Yeah. Oh, bonus, dude. Seeing out of shape people.
Sounds like the words of a very lonely woman.
Oh, wait. Tokachin's Ryan is in the chat with a reminder. It's only 244 days till Rob's reservation at the Angus Barn. Okay.
Rob, you still got that reservation?
Still got it. got it. All right. I was going to have a big lunch. Maybe I'm just going to have a light lunch to get that dinner coming up in 244 days.
Yeah. Is that New Year's Eve? Is that
no?
When that is?
It's gonna be in December.
Okay, at the Beef Barn,
you have to go for an overpriced steak because they have nice Christmas decorations.
Well, but you could probably just get a salad.
Get the steak.
Fine.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm pretty sure that my wife makes these reservations for four, and then it's going to be a very coveted prize of who she gives it to. So. If both of you guys want to come out here, let me talk her into it.
At the Beef Barn.
Think about
it. At the Angus Barn?
Yeah. Or maybe we should go with a couple of dinks. Maybe they'll pay.
They don't pay. That's the thing, is they like to talk about how cushy and great their life is, but they don't understand the family dynamic of getting the tab sometimes.
Plus, there's no relating when you have conversations with dinks.
No, there's none at all.
I'm coming from a different planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, so what did you do today? It's like, well, I got the kids up, got them off to school, cleaned their rooms.
Yeah.
Then I did some work and then I picked them up and we watched Bluey for 3 hours.
Oh.
Then we went and
big
played
Bluey
at the park.
Episode this week.
A new one?
Yeah. A lot of buzz.
No. The moving?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. One? No spoilers.
I think that's at the end. Yeah. Is that they're,
no spoilers. Don't spoil it.
Don't do it, Tyson. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And then the dinks are like, well, I drove around in my Cybertruck and then I read all the hustle culture.
Went home
tweets.
And watched a movie on my Vision Pro.
On my Vision Pro.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're watching some of the same shows that I'm watching.
Yeah.
They're not. They're just rewatching Game of Thrones over and over and Entourage.
Yeah.
probably.
And listening to this podcast. We appreciate it.
Listening to this podcast. Yeah. Thank you.
Dual I don't want to get income, no fight kids. With the Dinks.
Yeah. No, me neither. Like I said, they were great people. It's just the conversations. We were just not connecting.
Yeah. Mm.
Right.
It was, do you think like, you could find stuff to connect with? Like if they played pickleball and I played pickleball, course, that would be enough. Course,
yeah. Sure. I think that would be enough.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. Danny, what's coming up for you? Oh, we didn't do our picture.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, the my most God. Important
almost forgot,
part.
Almost forgot about that. Okay. All right. So what's the picture going to be?
I forgot what we talked about.
Yeah. I forget not to think. I always forget to think.
We talked about the scented billboards. We talked about the tax day.
AI beauty pageant.
AI beauty pageant.
AI supermodel.
Yeah.
A toll booth getting crashed in.
No, sniffing a billboard, a McDonald's billboard.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. AI and artificially. What do we want to say? An AI influencer model.
Yeah.
Yes. Sniffing a McDonald's billboard, not realistic.
Okay.
And
influencer model sniffing a McDonald's. Scented billboard
in front of a Barnes and Noble store.
In front of a
bookstore.
That might be one thing too many.
I was going to say that.
Okay. Take it off. Okay. Take it off.
Let's see. Let's see how it does. Okay. We can always add that in later. Okay.
How come this website that you use doesn't have this like beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 as cool. As it generates?
It's a good question. Okay. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you?
I just put a video up on Mediocre, and I got to say, I'm so close to 100,000. This is taking forever. It is as if YouTube is slowing.
They're tricking you.
Inflow.
The trickle?
It is reduced to a trickle.
Yeah.
It's killing me. Sad.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I get that, Danny.
Finally, I'll hit the respect or get the respect that I deserve for my kids once I reach it. And it's just taking so long. I need to get it before summer.
I'm 3,000 away from 100,000 on Instagram, and I've been that for
What's the deal?
A year or two. I just post boring content, probably.
Well, it's just is it an insurmountable barrier, or is it one where it's like just takes a lot of work to climb over? I'm only 700 people away, but it's taken from 98,000 till now, like 5 months, and up until then. I was doing, you know, like 10,000 every 6 months.
You've reached everybody you'll ever.
I have. I've saturated the market with my.
Anybody who's not following you doesn't want
to. I need to get the Dinks. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that have the time and money to go out and do it. I made a huge mistake offending the Dinks. They're the ones I need. I apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just posted something in hopes of finishing that off. Once I hit 100,000, I could just. Throw away my computer.
All right. Done. You ready for some of our images? Okay, here we go. Our AI model. Okay. Let's see if I can bring her up. Okay. Here she is. Okay.
Pretty good.
She's pretty good.
Megiba.
She's in front of the... Yeah. Megibak.
You forgot to say... You forgot to say with ginormous breasts.
Well, I don't want to get flagged.
Okay, let's see the next one.
All right,
I don't mind that one.
Again, here's another woman.
Very similar. What are they doing?
I don't know.
They're smelling McDonald's cups. This one has a more realistic arch in the background. Okay, next.
Yeah. No, what the straw is like going into her, the front of her face. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Then this also, again.
I like this one. This is good. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with the...
What is happening?
But the thing, okay?
It just makes me feel good knowing that we still have a little bit of time before AI takes over. Oh, I like this one.
This one is interesting.
Look at that burger, dude. That looks like something you could only get in Japan. It's got fries on top of it.
Also, she seems as shocked as you, Tyson, about this burger.
I like this one. This one's definitely going to get some people clicking on it being like, I want that fry top burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
okay. So that one is better than this one.
Yeah. I think fry top, that one's good too. But Danny, I think this one's the best.
It's tough between those two.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
We'll download it, put it on. Hey.
I love this one.
She's like really so like, do I go with the double Big Mac or the fry top?
The I feel guy, like she's chopped. The Guy Fieri fry top burger only at McDonald's. Frosted tips, is that what they call that one? Oh, man, I want that burger. I'm going to McDonald's right after this. To see
it'd be very hard to not have the fries fall off.
Well, they're probably fried into the bun somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know how it works.
All right. Then, Tyson, what's coming up for you?
Survivor tomorrow, yep. Obviously. And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's all that I've got is that pickleball, disc golf, hopefully some more nature. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Wow. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, everything going on with the Survivor, Deal or No Deal Island, everything else here on RHAP. We'll be back next week with more News AF as well. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.